What are the first 2 weeks of the season like before last week?
Hot, good, but good. Hot, but good. We're coming along.
What was it like to not be able to play and have to watch?
It sucked. It really did suck, but I'm glad I'm back to be able to help my team in any way I can.
And just how far back are you? I mean, you feel like you're 100%. I mean, were you 100% last week? Are you better this week?
I mean, it's the sport of football. You know, guys that you think are 100% are probably not 100%. But we know what we got ourselves into. But I felt good enough to play, good enough to go out there and compete, and that's what I'm going to do.
Where do you feel y'all are as a defense heading into the start of SEC play now?
Really good. You know, we all saw what we could do if we didn't beat ourselves last week. So we just plan on carrying that momentum into this game coming up.
Dan, I know it's the next game. It's obviously a big game. But yeah. How would you describe what these Tennessee-Florida games are like to play in?
Real competitive, but... you know, every game has a history of its own, and Florida's obviously an SEC team, so we plan on going out there and performing. It's definitely going to be a hard game, and we just got to get our minds prepared for that.
What's caught your eye about the Gators on film so far?
You know, it's an SEC game. Like, every team you play in the SEC, they got athletic guys, big, strong guys. But we know what we're getting into, and we're excited to go into it.
And what about some of the... I know that the Dan Mullen offense is always kind of misdirect and have some surprises up their sleeve a little bit. How key is discipline against an offense like that?
It's really important. We got to come in and watch some film as much as we can. We know Coach Mullen has a history with Coach Pruitt. They've been going at it for a couple of years, so we got to listen to Coach Pruitt this week on the things that we make get during the game. So we just got to prepare and gain that confidence that we need.
What does that preparation look like when you're possibly going up against two quarterbacks who may be going in and out of the game?
Really good, and that all starts with practice. We got to take it real serious, but after practice, come in and watch some extra film. They may come out in some wildcat formations with the third-string quarterback because he's more athletic. So just honing in on what we have to and just being prepared.
How much does Henry keep doing things that impress you? Make you go, wow, he's a freshman, he's been playing for three games. How much does he keep doing those kind of things?
I mean, you tell me. We all see him on Saturdays and the plays he makes. I'm really excited about his future and really the whole LB group, so yeah.
Is what he's showing on Saturday what you guys have been seeing since the first practice?
Since the first practice, yeah. We all knew it was going to happen. The coaches did a real good job of recruiting guys that can make some plays, and y'all are obviously seeing that.
What's he doing well?
He's in the facility, constantly asking questions. He's eager to learn, like I've been saying, since spring ball, even before he got here. So he's just been consistent with that.
And when you're playing alongside a true freshman who's playing in his first SEC road game like Henry will be, do you talk to him about certain things, about staying calm? I mean, do you check in with him like before the game? Is that something you're focused on?
Yeah. Just staying calm and just using your attributes to go out there and make some plays. You know, with me being in there, I'll be able to handle all the setting the front and making all these adjustments. So just playing within yourself and just focusing in on that. We obviously go into the games really prepared with Coach Pruitt and this coaching staff doing a great job. We just got to trust ourselves and knowing we can make those plays.
You got eased into the game, obviously, playing 10 or 12 snaps a week ago. Do you feel like this week you're ready to kind of go full bore and play normal amount of snaps that you would typically play?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I feel like I could have done that last week, but definitely with this being an SEC game, I'd love to play every snap if I could, but we obviously got a whole bunch of guys that are capable of playing and going out there and making some plays, but I'll play as many snaps as I need to.
And what is it about Daryl Taylor that, you know, I know he's a competitive guy and tries to bring it every day, but in some of these big games, he just goes off. What is it about him in those moments that makes him do that?
Exactly what you said. Real competitive guy. He goes hard each and every day. You know, he's one of those guys that even though we don't have a signed workout, he's in there in the workout room doing a quick pump because he obviously takes care of his body. He just wants to go out there and make some plays for the team as much as he can, and we all see that on Saturdays.
How much are y'all excited for him to kind of waiting for him to have one of those? I know he's getting doubled, he's getting chipped. I mean, it is what it is, but how much are y'all waiting for him to kind of have one of those big blow-up games again?
Oh, yeah, real excited. You know, when he gets going, he's really hard to stop, so I'm definitely waiting and wanting to see that type of game again, so I'm excited for him.
Did
Daniel, you had a kind of a lot of people talking after that Chattanooga game on how you got the defensive line lined up. Did you see that on film? How you were kind of
memes and everything. yeah, I saw that, but I think the one with Will slapping dude's butt was really fun and stuff like that. So that was real cool, y'all. Now y'all see what we go through.
How much pride do you take in getting everybody set up?
A lot of pride, you know. We're the engine of the defense. We got to get everything set up. So just getting the front set up as fast and as quick as possible so we can read the whole offensive formation is really important to us, and we take pride in that.
Do you think that your absence for the first couple of weeks could be a benefit for the team down the road because it kind of caused players like Will and Henry to kind of have to, you know, get comfortable playing other positions and not just kind of relying on you to, you know, set the defense and do all those things?
Yeah, it has been good, you know, getting that experience under your belt those first two games, and there weren't any easy games. Like, you really don't have any easy games in college, so for him to be able to go out there and play as much as he has these first two games, Will as well, and our other linebackers has really been good for them, especially going into an SEC game this week.
Daniel, there's a lot of challenges to playing on the road, obviously, but for y'all on defense, how much easier is it to communicate on the road? Because you don't have 100 and whatever thousand people yelling when y'all are on the field.
It's really good. You know, with it being quiet on third downs, we can communicate better than we can in Neyland Stadium when it's really rocking. Coach Poole can make some adjustments on the sideline, and we can hear him. So just being have that quietness to go out there on defense is really good, and I really don't mind it.
One more question.
How much do you enjoy going on the road and playing that role as the, you know, the team that's hopefully going to upset the home team?
Really good. You know, when you go out there and make some plays and hear that awkward silence, it's really good and stuff like that. So, it's really good.
After that first game, Coach Pruitt said he didn't really call a very aggressive defense, just wanted to kind of keep it simple.
But yes, sir.
After that, started calling more aggressive defense. Do you think that fits the personality and the personnel of your team to be very aggressive defensively?
Yes, sir. At the end of the day, Coach Pruitt just wants us to go out there and perform as quick as possible. He just wants us to go out there and be physical, fast, strong. So he sets up a game plan that will allow us to do that, so we don't have to think too much and just run to the ball and make some plays.